Dreiling with you. We're going to roll pretty much right into Power Cat Game Day at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. You'll hear it on both K-Man and K-Rock, and then 7 o'clock for network coverage of K-State and Kansas tonight, the tip-off at 8 o'clock. It's been a fun show. If you missed it, you missed Wyatt Thompson, Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, and Marlins Band, who stopped by in studio and is going to be riding the front row tonight for K-State and Kansas. I will throw in one non-basketball note here that I forgot to get in earlier. Tyler just reminded me of it during the break, but tough news apparently for Elijah Lee. Now, there had been some reports that Elijah Lee, who obviously left K-State with a year left of eligibility, Therese Paylor, who reports for The Star and covers the Chiefs, had tweeted that his sources told him Elijah Lee did have a combine invite today. Herbie Teope, who used to cover the Chiefs for the Topeka Capital Journal, now covers the New Orleans Saints. He said in a tweet today that Elijah Lee is not going to be invited to the combine. So that would be a blow for him trying to get drafted in the middle rounds like he was hearing from NFL scouts.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for everyone to be, you know, on the same playing field, quite literally, and prove themselves superior in the weight room and speed and everything like that. It'd be a pretty big hit for him to not be out there.
No doubt. Well, we're going to hop back into basketball here with Power Cat Game Day coming up next. You're going to hear from not only Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, Cole Manbeck will join us later on in the show. But to kick things off, Power Cat Game Day, tons of audio from after K-State's dramatic win at Baylor. Power Cat Game Day is coming up.